Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It is the 22nd day of April, Earth Day 2024. Hello.
Oh, it's Earth Day?
It's Earth Day, man.
Oh, that's the best.
What are you going to do for the Earth today, Kevin?
Man, I would stay off of it.
Stay off of Earth.
Yep. Don't pressure her too much.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I'm going to be on it, but I'm not going to do too much.
I picked up a piece of trash that was in the parking lot this morning, tossed it into the trash can as I walked past.
Tell you what, I will not litter today.
I mean, thank you. On behalf of...
Well, I'm just being honest. Expectations need to be very low for my effort on Earth Day today.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm going to do much.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, if someone were to say, hey, what did you do for Earth Day? You're like, I guess you could say didn't litter.
You know,
I guess that would be it.
Planted trees before. I've done some stuff in the past. Mm-hmm, but today, I'm just being honest. I know my schedule today, and I'm enjoying doing a lot of nothing other than being on a computer.
Okay. Oh, I mean, fair. Just don't litter, and then you think you're covered for today.
Got to get my taxes done.
Okay. Steve.
It's a joke.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Strewn. Untidily scattered.
Thrown about?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be?
That would work, Kevin.
Does it say? Does it use that exact?
No, it doesn't, but okay. That would work. Yeah.
That's how I would have described it, I think, if you were to ask me to define strewn.
How do you even spell that?
S-T-R-E-W-N. There was some peanuts were on the floor down here, and I said, well, apparently Diamond had just... throwing the peanuts, he'd strewn them about, and Steve was like, what is that? What is strewn? So there you go.
Thank you. I mean, I've heard it before, but...
Untidily scattered. Mm.
Can you use it at
all? Well, he hasn't heard that.
Can you use it in a sense, like I did earlier?
Yeah, he did last week say...
Strewn.
22 skidoo?
He said two. He said 1-2.
1-2 skidoo.
He said 1-2, yeah.
But I mean, how do you know that, Steve?
It's the hip version.
Oh, it's what the kids are saying.
Oh, they say 1-2.
Yeah, one, they two say 1-2 skidoo.
Yeah, as opposed to 23 skidoo. Mm-hmm.
What do you think is a popular word with kids right now? Do you have any idea? Any of the... If something's really good, how might they describe it?
YOLO.
YOLO.
No,
that's...
No.
Nope, that's not right.
No.
That's not right.
Do you have any other young kid words? I mean, I know a few of them, I think, but... So I don't know. Jay might be best at this. His kids are a little bit younger. No idea, Steve?
Riz? That's a thing.
Riz. Oh, yeah. Do you know what Riz is?
I have no idea what it is.
You shouldn't.
Because I don't have it?
No, you don't.
Oh.
Riz is charisma, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
Your charisma.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
How about bussin'? You heard that?
I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah. I think I
that's
hear
what
that
they do
one
at the
lot.
Restaurants.
Right.
I think dope is going away a little bit, but that's
tables,
also one
the
that,
tables are dirty, Steve. They are bussin' the tables. That's correct.
Bussin'.
Yeah. Is that not right?
Yeah. Bussin' the tables. Yeah. That's what they mean when they say it.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, isn't that something?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you know what the Mommy Olive said?
Kevin James.
Oh, God, no.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
That was Sean from Thompson Falls with the best shutdown ever of my joke.
That was the greatest. Oh, my gosh.
Do you, by the way, know what it is, Steve?
What the mommy olive said to...
The baby olive?
I don't know.
All of you.
Oh, I didn't
know. Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
I forgot about that. Oh, that was hilarious. Well done.
Jay, I don't think I've ever done this before. Right off the bat, on a Monday morning, asked you to put something on the poll.
Okay.
But I want to put something on the poll, and I need to know, who is worse at finding stuff at the in the house? Who is worse finding stuff in the house? Men or kids?
Okay.
You know, when something's missing and you start looking for it and the kid looks for it, can't find it. Then dad goes and looks for it. He can't find it. And then mom walks in and goes, it's right here.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
We've all had this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Who's worse, men or kids at finding things?
All right, it's up
to
We
all know
right
who
now.
The winner is.
Oh, mom, yeah. Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
it's her own thing, she's in a hurry and it's her phone.
That can be tough, yeah.
That one,
call my phone.
That's fair.
I've never done that.
Never, ever. But is your wife good at finding stuff in general, like the rest of, like...
No, I mean, I've never called my wife's phone before she's lost it.
Yes, no, I know you have. But she does lose her phone, right, when she's in a hurry. But when there's a calm and everybody's looking for something, is she the one who's going to find it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't understand that skill.
They have an amazing ability, Kevin.
They really do. Amazing. Women, you're amazing.
That's a good point.
Thanks for listening. Guys, hang in there. Our day's coming.
Is it?
I don't know. I wanted to say something positive to keep them listening.
Appreciated everything you did.
They needed a little something, something.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was it. That was my first thought today. I don't even know why I didn't have it.
It's on the poll now.
Where it happened. Because at my house, it was two men and a baby. That's what we have going on at
right,
our house.
Right, right.
And
Was that the name of the show or the movie? What was it? Three men, right?
Three men and a baby. Yeah, we just have two men.
Just one man short.
Two men and a toddler. Two men and a toddler.
Ooh, that's still a good name for a show. Yeah.
I guess I have to move in.
Right, you should. Then three men and a toddler would be great.
My granddaughter had my phone yesterday, and she was watching it, and she left it somewhere. And so we were all trying to find it, and I realized, good Lord, we could use a woman.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Boy.
Lose anything recently, Steve?
I mean, every day.
Ah, man.
On the hour?
Are you bad with that?
Losing stuff?
Yeah.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I'm too anxious to lose things.
So, like, you're, like, super ridiculously attentive to where you put stuff?
Most of the time.
Oh, wow.
Most of the time.
Like if you're going to be somewhere at 5 o'clock, let's say, you're going to start getting ready at 3.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt.
Gives you more time to fix any errors.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them.
Like if you're to leave town for the weekend, let's say you're leaving Saturday morning, what day are you packing?
2 years ago?
2 years ago. Okay, that's fair.
Wow.
Is that too early?
I mean, 2 years is a long time.
Okay. All right, well, maybe
like he has a go bag, like you know,
like NCIS or something.
Yeah, that, or even like the pregnancy bag.
Oh,
like
yeah,
when you're
sure.
about to give birth to a child. Steve has something like that. Just always ready to go in case he needs a trip.
Yeah. I like that, though.
You got to be prepared. I really should do that. Yeah, that's great. That
just would be kind of just fun. A backpack that just has the emergency. You know, you could get the travel stuff, like the travel toothbrush, toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be pretty easy. You know, throw a pair of underwear in there, a shirt.
The only problem is you're never going to take a trip on it's not spontaneous. You're just going to go, I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
No, it would only be for something bad. It's never like for something good,
That's true, right?
A go bag is like, oh, cool. Like you said, let's go to Vegas. I have a go bag. No, it's going to be for something terrible, which in that case is not as fun.
True.
Forget about it. Never mind. Cancel out the go bag.
All right. Don't need it anymore.
Kevin, I was going to tell you this earlier, too, and my first thought, I saw a guy in the building, and I don't know, I'm assuming he works here because he knew the code to the keypad, you know? He was like, because, well, he was in an area of the building that, I can't, well, no, not anymore. He would have had to have been an employee, and he was, he punched in the code. We have keypads within the building, so, like, you can't get from one spot to the next without, like, coding yourself in, basically.
Right, that's correct.
So
it's very important where it's like, it's very clear who they want to keep alive here.
Yes. So there's a place where you have to keypad it in, which is weird because you can't even scan your badge. So you've got to know the number.
Yeah, you have to know the number.
Now, there's a lot of times, I think there's a lot of people who work on the second floor who don't know the number because they don't ever scan.
It's true, yeah.
Steve doesn't know the number. Do you know the number?
Barely.
Okay. So this guy came up to, it was weird though, because I'm, again, never seen this human, but he keyed himself in, so I'm not, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he used his pinky.
No, he didn't.
To keypad.
Is he missing his other fingers?
No. I looked at him. I kind of walked up at the same time, and he looked at me because he didn't know who I was either. And
maybe he had food on his other fingers.
Yeah, let's say that. Yeah.
Because otherwise, using your pinky to punch in a code is one of the dumbest things.
I was like, I almost said out loud, whoa, pinky keypad. And then I thought, that's not how you introduce yourself to somebody.
Did you look close? Did he have like a sausage patty between his?
No, he had just his hand.
What?
And I literally, in my head, I was almost said, I thought it would be kind of funny. And then I thought, that's not how you, pinky keypad. But then every time.
He's like, yeah, my other fingers don't move.
No, see, that's what
right,
I don't want.
You don't
want.
Know what the situation is.
I don't want. You don't call it out right away. Mm. That would have been bad on my part.
Mm. Well, someone's got a new nickname.
Hey, pinky keypad. What's happening?
Pinky. What a great nickname.
Pinky's a cool nickname. No, usually
it's,
usually it's for somebody who's missing a pinky. You know what I mean? It's like for a guy.
Right, the guy that you call Tiny who's 6'8", 350.
Right, exactly, yep. Mm-hmm. So, pinky keypad.
It's a lot to say for a nickname.
Well, I can shorten it to pinky if you want.
Keypad. That is interesting. Punching it in with your pinky. I don't think too many people do that.
How inaccurate is that, too? Isn't it harder to be accurate by just using your pinky?
I do feel like I could do okay with it.
All right. That's your challenge for the day, then.
I mean,
go downstairs, and when you key back in.
I'll tell you this. It would be better than your ring finger. Ring finger is worthless.
Ring finger. Well, you can't get the rest of them out of the way.
Right.
So, you know, so you'd have to kind of go.
It's kind of just a little pointer. You know what? I'm going to try it today. I'm going to try to type with it today. I'm going to try to do everything with my pinkies.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Not around all the time. Plus, I'm waking up early. Then the dog's up. Dog's making noise.
Kevin James.
Sounds like a lot of excuses.
It does.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
I need you to commit.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
More Cody Johnson tickets today to give away. The Jay and Kevin Secrets out at 7:20. And we're kicking off the CMA Music Fest Flyaway today. And that contest will tell you all about. And that concert, woo, man.
Kevin, yeah, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, we got to jump on the phone real quick with our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls. Brother, what's happening?
Hey, boy.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Hey, what movie did you see this weekend?
Oh, wait, Kevin.
Movie review. Movie review.
Hit me.
You need to go over Nets over the last 2 weeks because we missed the NASCAR report the last week.
All right, give me the winners only because we're a little squishy on time today.
The Chase Elliott won in Texas.
Gosh darn Chase Elliott, he's winning everything.
That's your guy, Jay.
I know. Love it.
And Tyler Reddick won yesterday at Talladega.
Talladega. This should be in a song, Kevin.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one live. It was the... And it's the movie about Nicholas Winton, who in 1938 and 1939 rescued 669 Jewish children going to the concentration camps.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That sounds intense, Sean.
40 out of 40 for popcorn on the rating.
Nice.
40 out of 40.
40 out of 40, yeah.
Sounds like
I love
it deserves
that. Yeah, no kidding. Oh, I see it now. Oh, I think I've seen a preview of this. That's the Anthony Hopkins movie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Wow, well done. Well, okay, I don't think you've ever given 40 out of 40, have you?
Nope.
Jeez, look at that.
No, I think the highest the scale went to before was 25, but he's moved the scale to 40 because this one earns it.
Absolutely.
Well, history. Not only did he say 669 children, out of those 669 children, he ended up saving 6,000 more Jews.
Wow. I'm unfamiliar with that story. It makes me want to go watch the movie. Is it super long or no?
Hour and 50 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad at all then. Okay. All right. Very good, my friend. What's the plans for the week today, buddy?
Regional Special Olympics Friday.
One more time?
The Regional Special Olympics are Friday up in Kalispell.
No way they're already. I didn't know that. Holy smokes. Yep.
Are you ready?
Yes, but no state games.
No state?
For the San Jose Superhawks.
Oh no!
Sorry
Someone at the state Special Olympics office in Great Falls forgot to call and tell Karen Knudsen, who is our coach, that the date for the paperwork to be in changed.
Oh well, can't they make an exception for that?
They can't.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I wish they could, but they are. Apparently, they've become really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're strict with the rules.
They're sticklers about it.
That makes sense, I guess. But doggone it.
So,
well, that's a bummer. So regionals, and then that'll be it for the spring.
Okay,
will be it until next year, and then we have other plans. We might go and stay up at Silver Mountain.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you should. That's fun.
All right, Sean. Well, we'll talk to you before you perform at the Special Olympics on Friday.
Name that tune Friday?
Let's do it.
If you want to win.
536-6, Jay.
I know. 536 wins, 6 losses.
6 losses.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
not
true.
Bad. Not bad
it's not.
All.
It's not a bad Okay, buddy, have a great week.
I love you, Steve. I can't wait to see you guys on the cruise. And speaking of which, ideas for the date?
It'll be like the first half of July.
Ooh.
Okay, I will. Any more specific or?
I gotta wait until we get all the paperwork dry. You know, it's kind of like the state not telling you exactly when the paperwork had to be in. I gotta make sure the paperwork's all signed before I say a date.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. You're the best.
Yep.
See you, buddy.
See ya. You're the best.
Yep. Duh.
It works.
Oh, American Idol last night. Hold on a second. I got too many things running off my computer right now.
Matt, all three of us watched American Idol last night? That is something.
Did you watch all of it, Steve?
I would say 85%. And the first time I've done that in years.
Did you guys have a favorite performer?
I think, well... They're becoming my two favorites anyways, and so I really like both of their performances last night. And one would be K. Brianne. I thought she really did well.
Oh, man, she was great, yeah.
Tristan.
Yeah, she did it was surprising because she sung pretty much ballads all the way along, and then she just went Joan Jett on us, and it was like, wow, let's go.
She is so timid, right?
Well, I mean, she's not as timid as, like, Emmy Russell's timid.
No, Emmy Russell's, she's in trouble.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's, but I mean.
That's Loretta Lynn's granddaughter. Yeah,
granddaughter.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's fine, but she's just her lack of confidence, I think, is going to get her
eventually.
Yeah,
it's going to crush her, for sure.
And Kay Brianne has a little bit of that nervousness and just kind of quiet, humble. you hear her singing there and you think she'd be the most confident. She's a beautiful girl too. Mm-hmm. So you think she'd be super confident.
But no.
She's just not. But
and then who was the other one you like? Tristan?
Well, Tristan. I mean, come on. Yeah, this guy.
He's 15.
15 years old. Tears keep flowing and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, it's been so long that lonely street. You'll never ever look back. You'll be
so lonely. Come on now. You'll be so lonely. You'll be so lonely if you die. That was great. No guitar, no cowboy hat.
And when he started and he did the little hip gyrations, he did like circle motions with his hips.
And he did the thing with his arm like Katy Perry said, pa-pow.
Oh, you man. Know? And it...
He even winked. Did you see him wink?
Yes. Yeah, I started smiling at the beginning of it, and I could not stop smiling until the judges were done talking. Yeah, I was just awesome. Like, dude, that kid is something else.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he was probably my favorite from yesterday, too.
Well, you knew it was going to be good when he let off the show. That was like, it was one of those you go, yep, good work. And then, let's see, Mia Matthews, she's the one, she's just very country. She sang that kind of Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt song. Yeah, she's real good.
Yeah, we could see her in country music really.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
She's just solid. I'm still waiting for that performance from her where it's like the, oh, wow, that was different. That was amazing. I think she's, you know, great to go through to the next round.
Yeah, but she's not going to win it. But
yeah, she needs to have like that oh, wow moment if she wants any chance to win. But still, at this point, you're on American Idol. You're that good. You're winning. You're still getting some sort of love.
How about Gene Simmons?
Dude, Jay, that's what I wanted to say.
Great.
Shout
out
to Gene Simmons. 74-year-old Gene Simmons, who, you know, lead singer for Kiss. You wouldn't think that a rock and roll star would be one of the best. I mean, he was awesome with those guys.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, he was fun. He tried to get him out of their head, you know, because obviously people are very nervous. And when he screamed at Emmy,
Russell. That was so good. He's like, sometimes things that catch you off guard will
break your nerves. Yeah.
As he's speaking, he's like speaking slower. It'll help you. And she's like drawn in. It's Gene Simmons. And they're also, why were they standing so close to him?
I don't know.
He was sitting on a chair,
very
and they were singing like 2 feet in front of him.
It was great.
Oh, they were kind of close. Yeah.
Yeah. And
then
he's
TV
like, you know,
thing,
and
I'm
it's
sure.
a, you know, yeah. it's sometimes something that, and then he goes, ha! Ah!
Like, he just really screams loud at her.
Scared to death. And she goes, it worked, though. Then I just loosened up and I sang.
That was so great. Yeah, he was good. He had some good.
I was very surprised how great he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The judges were complimenting him like all night.
Like nonstop, yeah. I mean, you're a rock star, and then you also showed him how to be a rock star.
Yeah.
On a day that was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, songs. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Also, when they announced the people for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Ryan Seacrest and Lionel Richie did that, you know, the nominees for this year, whatever.
Oh, inductees.
Inductees, sorry. Yeah, they're all getting inducted. Mm-hmm. And you see some of them, and you go, wait, they're not in?
Wait, what?
How are they not in yet?
Well, you were like...
Well, they are now, I guess.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ozzy Osbourne wasn't
right,
in.
Right, Jay. When I saw Ozzy, I was like...
Dave Matthews Band wasn't in.
Correct.
Foreigner.
Foreigner. Yeah. Peter they're Frampton, Cool and the Gang. You're all like, wait, what? All of those people are still not in until
And, of course,
this year?
Rock and roll is loose term. It's not...
Well, Dolly's
you know, you think rock and roll. Right.
Yeah.
It's anybody who's really good at music.
So, yeah, that was interesting. And you got to see a cool video of Luke falling on his tail, which we'll have more on that later on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I honestly think that's what Steve would look like if he worked out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he does work out. He's just not that much yet. I mean, he's just starting the program, so give him a
minute. He is?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Is this for real?
What's the program?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
I also want to tell you that coming up, just a few minutes here, we're going to do the first qualifying for the CMA Fest. CMF Fest is coming up in June.
Uh-huh.
It includes round-trip airfare for two, five-night hotel stay in Nashville, tickets to the three concerts that are at the stadium. So have you seen the lineup for CMF Fest?
Is it three or four nights of
concerts? Maybe four, yeah.
I think it is four. Four nights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
If you're in country music, you're there. That's kind of how it works. I'm trying to see what the whole lineup is here. Oh, it'll make me click on that first.
Yeah,
oh, by day.
Disappointed.
No, you will not. Oh, this is ridiculous. I think there's 70 artists.
Is that right?
70?
Wow. Yeah.
70 Ooh. Artists. I mean, they list them alphabetically. It's like
ones,
crazy.
Yeah, like, you know,
yeah, Thursday, Friday,
Luke
Saturday,
Bryan,
Sunday. Ashley
Jelly
McBride.
Walsh, mm-hmm. Cody Johnson, Jordan Davis, Kelsey Ballerini.
Right.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Just for fun, throw them in there.
Sure, why not?
Ashley McBride, Parker McCollum.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on. John Party.
Lee Bryce, Little Texas.
Thomas Rhett.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Maroney. And more. It is. If you love country music, it is a thing to be at.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, we'll give you your first chance to qualify for that coming up in just a few minutes.
Heck, a trip to Nashville just for five nights and, like, you know, biscuits and gravy one morning would be a good trip. let alone this.
Let alone four nights of shows.
Oh, to the text line.
Oh, we went to Nashville. Really, what'd you go for? Biscuits and gravy?
Yep,
no way.
We won from Jay and Kevin. They gave us five nights in a hotel and one morning with biscuits and gravy.
It was so great. What a trip. What a fun time.
Ooh, that'd be a show. One morning with biscuits and gravy.
Oh.
Almost mispronounced biscuits.
Lori says, guys, is the secret sound a stapler? Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
No, you know, it never will be, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
I do enjoy your humor.
Half an hour, we'll do the secret sound. No, because, I mean, the first couple times we ever played the secret sound, everything sounded like a stapler, and every guest was a stapler.
Mm-hmm. This one does sound like a stapler.
It does, well, and we've had to say, never, ever. Never, ever, 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 ever. Even if you really want to, it can't be a stapler.
I kind of want to.
Text one.
Oh, believe me, we've wanted to many times. We really wanted to. And then we were like, well, you can't do that. You can't say both.
Yeah. You
can't say it'll never be a stapler. And then, yeah, but we were just having fun with it.
That's fair.
That would make people very angry.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been pranked at your house? I woke up this morning with duck decoys all over my front yard.
Oh, wow. Any idea why?
I'm assuming it was a friend or somebody just thinking it was funny to put duck decoys in your front yard.
Okay.
We have had that in our family, and I can't remember why this happens, or it was the pink flamingos.
I was gonna say, yours is the flamingo one.
Yeah,
right?
But yeah, not duck decoys.
Oh, your house got flamingoed?
Yeah, and I don't know. Is that a thing?
Flamingoing?
Are you familiar with it, Steve?
I mean, I'm familiar with the flamingos.
You know what they look like.
Yeah, he's like, I know the big pink bird, but...
I don't know how that started. I can't remember how that started. I might have to ask my sister on that one, because I don't know.
So wait, was it like a... Do you know who it was?
It's just a family member at some point would... Like, I think my sister did it to our family. She had somebody come over and put flamingos in the yard.
Just for fun, huh?
Yeah, just for fun, yeah.
Huh.
And I don't know if that's just a family thing or if that's actually a thing. Have you heard of that, Kevin, before my family did it?
No, I had not. I had not heard of it.
Randomly decorating your house? Why not do it for Christmas? That would be helpful.
So you want somebody to just come over and put the lights up and put a Christmas tree out?
Yeah, prank's on you.
Prank's on you. There's a wreath on your door and a tree on your front step. Ha-ha-ha! Gotcha! Don't you feel stupid?
I mean, the only pranks I get at my house are from my granddaughter, who is in a major prank phase.
Yeah, but that's the best,
pranking
man.
Pranking is so fun. It's this on my bedroom door. And I'm like, who is it? It's Teej.
And she does this. She does her voice as low as she can.
Yeah, she tries to act like her dad.
That's
so
hilarious.
She'll say Teej or TJ. And then I'm like, oh, hey, Teej, what's up? Come on in, bud. And then she'll open the door. And she gets down on the ground, so I can't see her. Then she crawls in, and she's like, yeah, you need to get Amelia a popsicle. And I was like, oh, I do? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, where are you at? I can't see you. oh, I'm in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh. And then she'll pop up. I pranked you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Good one.
And now go give me a popsicle.
Yeah. How do you not?
Give me a I mean, yeah, that's great. Man, I love that. You're getting her a popsicle, right, at that point?
Oh, every time.
Okay, I was going to say.
If we find out sugar-free popsicles are going to kill kids, she's a goner.
Yeah, just a lot of those.
That's a
huh?
lot of sugar-free popsicles.
I feel like you're safe.
Hope so.
And just don't read the story.